It's Friday, August 1st, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. An air quality alert extended for Wisconsin. ATV and UTV fatalities are on the rise. Truck, tractor, and ATV pulls are at the Elmina Fun Days and Prairie Farm's annual Alfalfa Fest is Saturday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. The Wisconsin DNR is extending a statewide air quality advisory. Bob Haig tells us more.
Canadian wildfire smoke continues to impact Wisconsin's surface air quality. The current advisory in effect statewide has been extended through noon Friday. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reducing heavy exertion. Consider rescheduling or moving events indoors. The Wisconsin State Climatology Office reported that as of 11 a.m. Thursday, Green Bay and Milwaukee are experiencing very unhealthy air quality, ranking as the two most polluted cities in the U.S. with air quality indexes over 200. Beloit, Waukesha, Madison, and Rhinelander also experiencing very unhealthy air quality. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Department of Natural Resources is urging ATV and UTV safety as fatalities climb. Recreation Warden Peter Wetzel says there's been an increase in fatalities compared to previous years.
We have had 23 fatal UTV/ATV crashes this year in the state, and out of that, only 5 of those individuals were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. And at this point, 86% of those fatalities were from UTVs.
ATV and UTV safety tips can be found on the DNR's website. Governor Tony Evers isn't ready to make a decision on a bill that would allow app-based workers to access company-offered benefits. The governor was asked about the portable benefits bill Tuesday during the Manitowoc stop of his ice cream tour around Wisconsin.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have not taken a position on it. So when it gets to my desk, we'll take a look at it.
At a press conference this week at the Capitol, state lawmakers and delivery drivers urged Evers to sign the bill, which passed both chambers of the legislature several weeks ago. Elmina Fun Days is this weekend at the Elmina Shadyside Park. Today, the event starts with a tractor pull. Registration is at 5 p.m. and the pull at 7. Swan Beach Vendor and Craft Fair is throughout the weekend. Saturday morning, there is a pancake breakfast and an ATV pull at 11 a.m. Saturday afternoon is the kids' pedal pull at 4 p.m. Saturday evening is a truck pull, registration at 5 p.m. with a pull at 7. A meat raffle is at 9 p.m. Alfalfa Fest in Prairie Farm is at Pioneer Park on Saturday. All day long, there's music by Greg Chauvin. At 11 a.m. is the kids' scavenger hunt and games for all ages. The barbecue chicken dinner is from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Burgers are served all day. Ice cream served from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. The silent auction is from 11 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. Door prize drawing from 12 until 2:30 p.m. The live auction is at 3 p.m. Proceeds benefit Home Health and Hospice at Mayo and the educational needs of students at Prairie Farm, Ridgeland, Dallas, Clayton, Clear Lake, Boyceville, and Glenwood City. More than $1.5 million in small business funding is being offered out to organizations across the state. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation's Small Business Development Grants will help businesses with improvements, training, and other support. WEDC Secretary Missy Hughes says the investments will give communities another tool to create places where people are excited to live and work. Grant awards range from $50,000 to $250,000 and were awarded to local and regional economic development organizations, municipalities, and counties. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.